like to call to order the regularly scheduled council meeting for the City of Mountain Park for Monday, February 26th, 2024. Y'all would stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Robin Auerbach.
Here.
Mark Murphy.
Present.
Brandon Bowen.
Here.
Bill Kohlbrenner.
Present.
Wanda Taylor.
Present.
Emily Myers.
Present.
Carol Silver.
Present.
Great. Disposition of absences. I believe we don't have any. Time for the financial reports, please.
Okay. The ending bank balances as of January 31st, 2024. Are the general fund $1,421,879.63, enterprise fund $465,608.22, court is $33,953.42, ARPA is $58,975.85, lake restoration fund is $343,142.54, MPVFR is $13,830.33. SPLOST is $65,529.21. T-SPLOST 1 is $452,319.95. T-SPLOST 2 is $207,010.81 for a total ending bank balance of $3,062,249.76. Performance for the month of January 2024, revenues in the enterprise fund were $25,525.19. Expenses in the enterprise fund were $32,839.37 for a net deficit income of $7,314.18. Revenues in the general fund were $83,669.56. Expenses in the general fund were $79,650.09. For a net income of $4,019.47.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the regular council meeting minutes of a regular council meeting of January 22nd of 2024?
I make a motion to approve the regular council meeting minutes of January 22nd, 2024.
Do I have a second? Second by Wanda, all those in favor? All those opposed? Passes unanimously, 5-0. Mayor's report, very brief.
Hold on.
No, sorry.
Not yet.
I have adopt the meeting agenda.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to adopt this evening's meeting agenda?
Make a motion to adopt. Make a motion to adopt tonight's meeting agenda.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Emily. Do I have a vote? All in favor? All opposed? It passes unanimously, 5-0. Now it's time for the mayor's report.
Yes.
Thank you. Very briefly, we had probably one of the most productive off-site meetings this past Saturday. A lot was accomplished. A lot of people did a lot of heavy lifting. Special thank you to everybody, as well as acknowledging Robin and Wanda's work with helping us get our capital improvement long-term goals and some responsible things that need to be done. So thank you for that. Other than that, I just encourage and invite people to stop by City Hall, say hello, see what's going on, and feel free to reach out to us at any time. We now have an after-hours situation phone number. If you see a broken pipe somewhere, something that doesn't sit right, if it's an emergency, by all means, call 911 first and foremost. But there's a number just in case you come home and you see something that's a little askew. So use that number. It's not monitored 24 hours a day, but it's in the evening time. It's a phone that hopefully somebody will hear, ring, and answer. Other than that, I'd like to go to the City Hall reports, please.
Council reports.
I added myself.
Because you know I have to.
Yeah, go
you
ahead.
Know I have to say something.
Let's start with council reports. If everyone's okay, we'll start with Robin and work our way down.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it was great to have Lourdes there Saturday, just to have her there and have those questions immediately. There's a few of us that are going to be attending a budget seminar in Dallas, not Texas. We're going to be doing budgeting for the city and how it relates to the millage rate. Lourdes is going to that as well. We just got an email today that we get to actually bring our city's budget. We get to bring our real paperwork, our real budget to work with over there. So that's going to be very informative. That's it. Unless you want to tell me, tell me.
Nothing for Mark.
Oh, I'm going with Robin. We're going to class. And I'm also leaving tomorrow evening to go to Athens for my 3 days of newly elected officials training. So I will be saying go dogs on there, but I'm not going to tell you where I'm going to tell them to go. Thank you very much.
Emily?
I'd just like to update everyone on our city website. It's a complete revamp. It's our completely new website. Beautiful, beautiful site. Every single piece of it has been updated. Nothing transferred from the old one in terms of city history is all new. City facts, all the contact information, all the everything's brand new. So you're going to love it when you see it. It's much more user-friendly. It is just, it works seamlessly with the app that we have that I think will just boost the effectiveness of both of those resources. I do want to thank City Hall has been extremely involved in the process, Jennifer and Logan both, and we're hoping to roll out, here at the end of the month. I think it's kind of our target. Will happen within the next week or so, we hope. Also wanted to thank Trish Hill for all of the time that she put into helping us rewrite some of the city history section. We could not have done that without Trish. So you all just be on the lookout. There will be an announcement on the city app once the website is up and running, and just hope that it's very beneficial and enjoyable. So.
Thanks, Emily.
I just wanted to let you guys know you got the minutes from the Public Safety Town Hall of the second one, February 6, 2024, with candidate J.T. Brown. We had a great question and answer session, most of which are on your minutes. And if you've got any questions, let me know. We're looking to have at least two more. I've just been a little busy. We are looking to have an Earth Day celebration on the green, April 27th. I have no details about that other than the fact that I'm really interested in replacing the red buckeye tree that we had planted out by the boulder on the green, and I will be pricing it and giving you guys estimates.
Thank you. Okay, City Hall.
Just updating everyone that we did put in the LMIG application. Everything is approved, so now we just need to get our estimate and final guidance for the LMIG project on Laurel Street. You guys may have seen Fortaline out again today, so they have started doing their final phase of that project. So we are looking to get that completed hopefully within the next 2 weeks or so. And then be up and running fully. Hopefully no snags and everything along with that, but it'll be a little bit of a learning curve as we get used to the new system. And I think that's it.
And that means that George no longer has to read water meters once it's fully up.
Yes, not immediately. How he does now. There may be times where there could be an issue with a reading or we're not getting communication from something where he may have to go out and check a meter, but there's a process for that, and it wouldn't necessarily be just one day a month. It would be when we see issues. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Tonight's going to be the first time that we've started this, and the bond between with our appearances, and I believe there needs to be a strong bond between the Civic Club and City Hall in the city of Mountain Park. And after much discussion back and forth, and after one of my first council meetings, if not my first council meeting, everything was discussed except for what had happened at the Civic Club event, the Valentine's Day events. And as a result, Betty raised her hand and asked for a moment just to give an update. And I thought, what a great thing that City Hall and the Civic Club can kind of be in march in unison and understand what's going on and to speak about that. So as a result, Suzanne Close is the liaison between the Civic Club and City Hall. And if this is all done at the genesis of of Betty's raising her hand to speak about the Civic Club. So thank you for that. And Suzanne, the floor is yours.
Okay. Sunday we had a family fun day, and it was really for little kids, people with little kids, and we did that because we had an adult bingo, disco bingo, and so then we had to do something for the kids. So there was a fun house and some games, but a lot of people attended. That was a nice little thing for people to bring their kids down. I think a lot of mothers met other mothers, and a lot of little kids met other little kids, so maybe some relationships were forged there, and they'll be having some play dates and all that good stuff. Coming up, March 16th is our St. Patty's Day Coffee with Neighbors. So I hope all y'all will be able to attend that. It's from 9:30 to 11. We serve coffee and breakfast items, and there may be some Baileys there. I'm just saying, since it's St. Patrick's Day. Or the, is it St. Patrick's Day? I don't even know. No, it's the day before, but anyway. So we have a lot of
attendance.
It's a great way to meet the neighbors. I'm just going to say, we always have a good turnout. And the other thing is the Easter egg hunt is on March 30th. I think it's at 10 or 11, I'm not sure, but there you go.
Suzanne, thank you so much for keeping us up to speed and what's going on so we can march in unison and promote. So thank you for that.
I marched in
the river. Okay. Thank you. I believe we do not have a consent agenda, so we'll skip over to the unfinished business. First up is the consideration of approving up to $5,500 for repair of the community building, and I believe Robin.
I make a motion to approve up to $5,500 for painting the exterior of the community building, which includes pressure washing, rotten wood replacement, a rotten door has already been fixed, and if enough is left over, I hope to be purchasing ceiling tiles to replace a dozen or so in here that are stained. I make a motion to approve up to $5,500 for painting and repairs of the exterior building.
Do I have a second? Second by Mark.
Thanks for giving me the chance.
I was looking. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, say aye. Raise your hands. All opposed, it passes unanimously.
Do we get to discuss?
Nope.
Too late.
Do we need number two.
What do you want to discuss?
Well, we had suggested a water line going out to the garden. This is just for painting, and that had nothing to do with this repair.
No,
we don't.
It
was associated with it at the
work session.
We don't have prices.
Apologize for interrupting. No worries. Okay. Do I have someone to make a motion for consideration of approving up to $1,500 for the acoustic panels, Robin?
That's fine. I had to change it to $1,700. The motion now approves acoustic panels, painting the panels, and installation. So the motion is to approve up to $1,700 to purchase the acoustic panels, unless Trish raises more money, then we'll need less, okay? But for now.
We did get some more.
Oh, you did? FYI.
We have 400 now.
Do you need to amend this?
I think you need to have a little.
I've already put a cushion in. So now we can approve, and I'm going to add a little bit more of a cushion right now. 7 minus 4 is 3. Thank you. The motion is amended to approve up to $1,400 to purchase acoustic panels for the building, which will include painting and installation.
Do I have a second by Emily? All those in favor of the motion?
Discussion.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Discussion? Okay. We'll have to take a vote. All in favor of the motion, raise your hand, say aye. All opposed, passes 5-0 unanimously. Okay. New business, consideration of the variance request. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to consider the variance request for timber of 232 Lakeshore Drive.
So, it would be helpful if it was a motion to approve or deny or
Because we're going to consider it, it's on the agenda.
I make a motion to approve so we can get to the discussion of variance requests from Timber.
A second.
I have a second. Discussion?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, Robbie, where's yours?
Personally, I've been going through, we were given a year's worth of information or more to try to digest in 5 days. And in that 5 days, we were off-site all day long Saturday for council off-site. I personally, I've gone through this as many times as I can, and I have too many questions, actually, to approve this at this very moment, but I wanted to have this discussion. I've been looking through this, and what I want everybody to remember is that we have a family here who has made life choices based on what our city has approved, and that's what variances are for. I feel really bad about this. I do understand that if a mistake was made, the city is not to be held responsible. I understand all that, but when I'm going through all these things, I see approved, in compliance. The only thing that didn't jive, which I need more clarification on, is the GSWCC report was not approved as it stands. We have GSWCC level 2 design professional saying that the stream is ephemeral. We have Safe Built saying it moved forward to build. And yes, this can move forward to build, it passes. I've heard that we should not use the 2021 application because it expired and it's done. But SafeBuilt refers back to that in their approvals, their second approvals. They leave some things undone, or we didn't have the information or something, because it was provided in the previous application, permit application, that the city approved. So I don't think that we can ignore that. We've got this site plan here that clearly says that, oh gosh, I need my magnifying glass. The plan approved conditioned upon site plan and arborist approval by others. Well, we have an arborist approval. We have a site plan approval by others. So I'm just having a hard time understanding why we're here again. Review, revised plan, reviewed and approved. Josh Jarvis, site plan approved. I mean, it goes on and on and on until we get to April, which is 4 months after the approval. That's the first approval saying it's an ephemeral stream. Oh yeah, 7 months later, somehow we get this other report that says the stream is perennial or base flow or something, not ephemeral. So I need more time, I really do, and I don't know how we're gonna accomplish that.
Robin, you did a great job summarizing. Can I add one more item?
Please.
The GSWCC actually approved, and I have an email from the GSWCC officials.
I don't have it.
I'll share it to you and the council. And they left it to the city, the council at this point. Because the final say is the city's. But they went ahead and approved after 4 months of back and forth.
Okay, I'd like to clarify. They said it was an ephemeral stream.
Excuse me. Stop everybody, please. We need to stop this conversation back and forth. This conversation needs to go this way with all due respect.
All right, no problem.
Okay. Mark, you had a question.
My perspective is, and unless you guys have a clearer timeline, we've had an avalanche of data. We have a timeline from you guys, we have a timeline from the city. In theory, we don't have a timeline, we have data points. And so I'm confused, and I think a lot of us are confused. And what I recommend we do is push this out 30 days, and in that 30 days, have the two parties get together, the city and Timber, get together and come up with what was the timeline of activities to the best agreement we possibly can, and then have Brandon tell us what the legal impact of this is so we can make a decision. None of us, this is not in the sweet spot that I know for any of us, and I'm frankly with Robin, there's just too much data to make a coherent decision, and I know it's too important for you guys and it's too important for us guys we don't want to make a mistake on this.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I was just going to state from my end, more or less what Robin had stated, that I received one single email, just a signed one, that had over 45 pages in an attachment, and I did the very best I could to review it. I have received probably no less than 8 emails with those kinds of attachments, and I am begging for more time to review. I also went down to the site yesterday and took a look without getting out of the car. I did not want to intrude on private property. And I just feel like I'm crunched and I'm being backed into a corner to make a decision about a family that obviously wants to live in my community. And I am deeply touched by that, but I'm begging for more time.
Emily, Wanda, anyone else further discussion?
I agree that it was a lot last week, and it was really the first time we had had the opportunity, especially, I don't know if this was going on in the past or not, but being my first official January council meeting, to get all this, and to Mark's point, it is a very serious conversation, right? I mean, there's impact both directions, and I think we need the opportunity to do pretty much what Mark said and make the best decision for all parties concerned.
Okay. Anything else?
I did.
I'm sorry. This is discussion right here, and I respectfully have to say no. Jury the same. I'm sorry.
This is, well, why didn't council just make a motion to lay it on the table?
Julia, thank you.
Thank you.
Do we need to take a vote on Mark's motion? Which I believe we do. Do you want to restate your motion?
My motion would be to push this 30
days. We made a motion to approve, which was second.
So we have
now you can withdraw if the second approves it, or you all can just vote it down. Have a clean slate.
Have another motion.
I withdraw my motion to approve.
And the second?
Second.
Okay. Do we have a new motion?
Yeah, you go ahead.
I make a motion to push this out 1 month, and in that intervening month, have the two parties meet and come up with a timeline that can be presented after legal review to council for further evaluation.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Carol. All those in favor? I'm sorry, discussion?
No.
All those in favor? All those opposed? Passes unanimously, 5-0. Okay.
Can I make one point?
Absolutely.
So one thing is the council members are thinking about this matter prior to the next vote, and I understand you're looking at the file that we have. Keep in mind that what is before you is not a chance to determine what all happened when. The question that Timur has asked is, will you grant a variance? Okay? And section 105-378 tells you when and why you would grant a variance. And you know, the first section, this is very standard, where a parcel was platted prior to the effective date of this article and its shape, topography, or other existing physical conditions prevents land development consistent with this article, the city council is empowered, I'm paraphrasing this point, to grant a variance to allow legal use of the property. That is ultimately the question. And so I don't want you to get bogged down in the details. You know, I think you need to focus on what the ask is, what the use is available for that property, and if a variance needs to be granted to allow reasonable use of the property.
Read section B.
Can I ask a question? How does this apply? Because before with variances that have come up, it talks about hardship and where the hardship came from and that kind of thing. So how does this impact this particular situation?
Yeah, so it's standard language in a variance provision is that a hardship has to be shown in order to grant. You wouldn't grant a variance if there was no hardship. And if the hardship is caused by the applicant's own errors or actions, then that would be a reason to not approve the variance.
So errors or actions?
Yes. Okay. You can't create the hardship and then ask for relief from it.
Thank you.
Ready? Next item on new business is consideration of approval of window replacement for the community building. Robin, that's you.
Yes.
This will be on the next.
Thank you.
Okay, so we did get our three quotes in. One window girl was about $15,500 to replace all of the windows. The next one, after we asked for a discount, came down to $12,935. And then we have one that isn't quite formalized yet because one window was missed, but it is for $7,200. Now, that amount includes up to $1,000 for carpentry because some of the window sills, frames, sills on the other side, the older side of the building, need to be built up or built out, or framed up or something to fit the glass in. So we're hoping it will not cost quite that much. So my motion is to approve up to $7,200 from Cherokee Glass for switching out for new windows.
Grab a second.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mark.
I got a question.
Discussion?
So I thought we talked about maybe just replacing ones that were broken. Did that not?
We did. We did talk about that Saturday, and that's still open for debate. We didn't vote on it. The consensus is, I mean, why not replace all of them? We don't have to replace all of them, but they were put in 2009. They're not as energy efficient. We want all the windows to look the same. We don't want, you know, different styles of windows, but it is up for consideration if you would like to amend my motion.
No. You're allowed to do that.
Okay. The three windows would be approximately $2,500. Yeah.
So how many windows is $7,200?
13.
All of them.
And you guys might want to know that we've decided all of these are going to be picture windows so that they do not open. But we're going to leave that one up there open. We have to leave the one in the kitchen to open because there's a door there, it's a fire hazard. I don't even think it's going to be replaced, I don't know. But one right here, we use it sometimes at events to open and serve things out the window, so those are going to be. Fire department day, they want theirs to be able to open so that exhaust fumes can go out when they crank up their equipment.
And this is another thing that qualifies for usage of court funds. Mm-hmm. So it's not taxpayer funds, it's those people that pay fines from stuff in this building.
Lawbreaker funds.
If I can clarify that for one moment.
I love that.
We have court funds available. We want to make sure that they can be used for projects like this. We have an audit coming up at the end of March, and we're going to get verification that can be done. So I just want to make sure that we're not saying, well, let the court fund pay for it, and all of a sudden we can't use that court fund. Mm-hmm. So we're in the process of discovering that. So
okay.
It's standard money for the time being. It is court. Yeah, it is. We just want to make sure that we're following all the common practices. Exactly. Okay. Any more discussion? Any discussion? Okay. I'd like to take a vote. All in favor of Robin's motion? All opposed? Let the record show that it passed 4-1 with the no being Carol. Okay.
Will you be calling this gentleman or do I need to?
Okay. Number three, consideration of the Mountain Park Community Garden parking on the street. Do you have a motion?
Yes, I make a motion to approve the Mountain Park Community Garden parking on the street at the garden on Wednesdays and Saturdays at no charge.
Do you have a second?
Second
by Carol. Discussion? All in favor? All opposed? Let the record show it passed unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all your efforts in getting that spirit. Hopefully we can get the numbers to grow and get more people up there. Okay. Consideration of approval, item number 4, the Fuller Center Bicycle Adventure.
Can I make this motion or no?
I thought you were recusing yourself.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah, I'm recusing the vote.
Yeah, yeah. So if you recuse,
May I make a motion?
Well, do you need to state your recusal more formally?
I don't know, do I?
I mean, you did at work session.
Yeah.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the Fuller Center Bicycle Adventure use of the community building in September 24.
Do I have a second? Second by Emily. Discussion? Carol?
How many nights did we say this was for?
2 to 3. The route is still being planned. But we'll have that sorted in the next 2 months.
Any further discussion? All in favor? Carol? All opposed? Let the record show it passes 3-1 with 1 abstention and 1 no, it's Carol's. Okay. Item number 5, consideration of approval of the 2024 pool contract with Dynamo. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the 2024 pool contract with Dynamo in the amount of $22,524.
Do I have a second? Second by Robin. Discussion?
And so what are the hours of service?
That would be Sunday through Thursday, 1 to 7, and Friday and Saturday from 1 to 8. That's what we had last year, and that seems to work very well.
Sunday through Thursday, and then what was Saturday?
Friday and Saturday, 1 to 8.
I know I have that at home. Thank you.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor? All opposed? Let the record show it passes unanimously 5-0. Item number 6, the approval of the $450 quote. Robin?
I make a motion to approve the $450 quote from Home Free for additional exclusion work needed on the deck.
Do I have a second? Second by Emily. Discussion? All in favor? All opposed? Let the record show it passes unanimously 5-0. Consideration of approval of establishing a Dropbox account for City Hall website.
I make a motion to approve establishing a Dropbox account for adding City Audio to the new website at a cost of $119.88 annually or $9.99 per month.
A second.
A second by Wanda. Discussion?
Just a comment. It's yet to be determined how much storage we need. So as we discussed at work session, there may be a point where we need to bump up into a higher plan. From what I look at, maybe even one that's up to twice the cost. It would still be, under $300 a year, but I do just want to make everybody aware that's a possibility, especially if you host videos and not just audio from the meetings. So just a heads up.
Thank you for the advance warning, maybe.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor? All opposed? Let the record show it passed unanimously 5-0. Item number 8.
I make a motion to approve the Ardera renewal for Microsoft 365 at a cost of $122.50 per month.
Do I have a second? Second by Carol. Discussion? All in favor? All opposed? Let the record show it passed unanimously 5-0. Number 9.
I make a motion to approve the Ardera renewal for endpoint protection at a cost of $37 per month.
Do I have a second? Robin, discussion?
Yes. I occasionally have issues and I don't even know who to call and ask when I get an email blocked according to CUDA service or whatever.
Erica, just forward it to Jennifer and myself.
Thank you.
And then we can forward it over to our IT team.
It should be easy, and I just do not know how to do it.
Just forward it to us.
And that has resolved the issue every time.
Yeah, typically if you forward it to us, and what Jennifer and I do, we just forward that email onto them. because then they're able to see the full message, and that answers whatever they were looking for. Otherwise, Jennifer and I have no idea what we're talking about.
And does that fall under endpoint protection when they're trying to protect me from an email?
No, that is a different piece, but yeah.
It's a different piece.
It's a different piece.
But it all plays in together somehow.
Thank you.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor? All opposed? Let the record show it passes unanimously, 5-0. Item number 10.
I refuse myself.
And I'm making a motion to approve the reimbursement of...
Oh, that's at you. Okay, I remember.
We have a motion being made.
I make a motion to approve the reimbursement of $231.61 to Emily Myers for the purchase of a speaker for council meetings.
Second
by Carol. Discussion?
Yeah, we had one that didn't work very well. There was still a lot of issues on the other end, so you give that one back and you buy a new one, and then you pay Emily back because she bought it.
That's right. You did a better job than I did.
Any more discussion? All in favor? All opposed? He passes 4-0 with one excuse. Okay. Number 11. Robin.
I make a motion to approve up to $700 for the purchase of the new city grill and cover for the grill.
Do I have a second?
There's been a lot of conversation about the grill actually Sunday afternoon with the kiddie playground out here, and the conversation was around, do we need a gas grill? Shouldn't we get a charcoal grill? Because people like the taste of charcoal, et cetera, et cetera. So I just throw that out because there was a lot of people out there saying that Sunday afternoon.
I think we can use those charcoal ones out there, right, with the picnic tables.
Can I say something in the discussion?
Not yet.
No.
I think
it
can.
No.
But not yet.
Not yet.
We use a charcoal chimney at my house where you load it up with charcoal and paper in the bottom and light the paper, and it lights the charcoal. It's very efficient, very effective. We like it. Just throwing that out there. It's like a little chimney with a handle on it, and it works like a charm.
My concern is the maintenance issue with hot coals in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is gas is safer.
Mm-hmm.
And faster.
Mm-hmm.
It heats up that instant.
And you're only cooking hot dogs.
Any more discussion?
Let's see what 7 o'clock thinks.
The audience actually can ask the question.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, we can make an exception for this one because this one was not during the work session, so they're very briefly, please.
It is going to be brief, but we didn't talk about this in the work session. Right. We talked about a new grill. And now the Civic Club had a grill out there. I don't know whose grill that was, the city's or the Civic Club's. We used to have one, the city had one, the Civic Club had one. But I don't think the city uses one that much. So hopefully it'll be shared. Linda Dixon actually bought that grill for us, for the Civic Club.
Okay.
But the problem with the charcoal grill is it takes too long to heat up, and then you can't just turn it off and roll it away. So I realize it's probably tastes better, but we're used to just doing hot dogs and hamburgers, and we prefer a gas grill.
You've echoed the sentiments of Mark, so.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
One more.
I did want to add that the price went up $109 because I thought Mark and Bill were going to put it together, and they said no. So
we want it to be used for this summer, not next summer.
There's no.
Okay.
And no, we want it to work.
And we are going to be using it a lot more because we're not doing fireworks this year. We're going to be cooking our own stuff and selling it, I hope. So I think we'll see a lot more use. And of course, it's a city. It's for everybody to use.
Mark?
Is there gas available, natural gas available?
No.
Down?
No.
Are you not talking about a propane tank?
No, well, you can plug it into your natural gas.
You can get them either way.
Okay.
And that way, if there was natural gas down there, then it'd be nice because it'd never run out.
Okay.
It's also run up our city gas bill. So.
And the $700 will include a cover. to protect that. That was our ultimate goal.
Marvin, very briefly, please.
Is this going to cost you $100 to put it together? I'll put it together.
George said we put it together.
Marvin said it.
Just tell me what you're getting.
Just about a tennis.
Okay.
Just about Marvin, if you put grills in there before. And I assume that if the city orders this, we get, we don't pay sales tax.
Depending on where I order it from.
Home Depot.
Then yes.
No sales tax.
All right, well then, leave on the.
Any more discussion? Hold on. Hey, you guys. Thank you. I apologize. Thank you. We need to make, well, Robin's made a, have you made your motion? She stepped to somebody. It's been seconded by Mark. So it's time to vote. All in favor?
Robin, can you just for the sake reinstate it? Just since there was a question on it.
Now we need to approve up to 600. Or should I leave it?
I would keep it just in case.
Okay. My motion is to approve up to $700 for the purchase of the new city grill and cover.
Second.
Seconded by Mark. Discussion is over. All in favor? All opposed? Let the record show it passed 5-0 unanimously. Okay. We have no executive session, but with that said, I wanted to again thank everybody for all of your efforts on Saturday. I want to say thank you. I'm looking forward to having the Fuller Center here to help citizens. I know that's in keeping with some of the things that you truly believe in, and I'm in full support of that. So thank you, and thank you, and everybody.
Motion adjourned.
Second?
My favorite question.
All in favor?
Yes.
All opposed? Passed unanimously.
Yes.